Kia ora koutou, welcome to the panel. RNZ National, Wallace Chapman here. Kia mo tono mai koutou katoa. Coming up on the program, Kiwis deserve better bang for their buck when it comes to KiwiSaver. Minister David Clark said today, changes to your KiwiSaver, they're coming. What do you need to know? And a public share float of New Zealand rugby has today been proposed. Rather than the international Silver Lake sell-off, would you like a chance to invest in New Zealand rugby? Broadcaster and sports journo Scotty Stevenson on the panel. And a future vision outline for New Zealand society so we can open our borders. A constant alert level 2.5. What do you think? Associate Professor James Usher joins the panel. And to Marlborough, where the issue of the town's notorious slippery tiles are gaining traction. No pun intended. Anyone who's been the victim of slippery tiles knows how bad it can be. So we talk about that. Is there an area that is slippery in your town or precinct? With me this afternoon, we have food and nutrition writer and speaker Nikki Bazan. Kia ora, Nikki.
Kia ora, Wallace.
And with us also, Eli Mathewson, who's a comedian and writer. Eli, welcome.
Hello, Wallace. Thanks for having me.
I was expecting you to come through reception here, to blaze through reception, but I thought, where is he? Where are you?
I'm in Wellington doing Comedy Festival. So, busy boy.
Good on you.
It's going great, by the way. Sold out shows, just in case you're wondering.
No, it wasn't, but very very good. Well done. We might talk about that later. But to the Friday mailbag, and this is where we look at a couple of topics across the week and what you said about it. We talked about flashing your lights to warn others of a police car and how bright lights are these days. Christine says, I agree about the new LED car lights. Some are blinding, especially those of large SUVs. Only last night, driving home from a single Asian female in Auckland, I said to a friend how hard it is to see with the oncoming lights. But LED streetlights are the opposite. Walking down my road in Whangaparoa at night is so dark, you now need a torch on your phone light on. It's quite scary. The light outside my home shines into my place more than the street. Not that any complaints ever listened to, except by you guys on the panel. Nikki, have you noticed how bright the lights are when you're passing by in a car?
I think, yeah, and it is because of SUVs, I reckon, because they are selfish vehicles, SUVs, horrible things. And they have the lights are much higher, of course. So when you're in a normal car like mine, when an SUV is behind you, for example, then you've got lights shining straight into your rear vision mirror.
I didn't think of that.
It's awful. They're awful things.
You could, it's an easy solution.
No more SUVs.
No, you could buy an SUV.
You see, that's like an arms race, isn't it? Everyone's got to get a bigger and bigger car.
Well, but it solved the problem.
It would, so I don't want an SUV.
So you low ride, you've got a very low riding.
No, I've just got a normal car. It's just that they're all very high.
Have you noticed this, Eli, how bright lights are these days?
I don't know about bright lights, but yeah, I want SUVs to be cancelled as well.
Oh,
I
you
just
do?
Always with a single driver and just there shopping on the seat. I'm like, you don't need a car that big.
Nobody does.
It's ridiculous. No, I'm in a tiny little Toyota Vitz cruising around and it's just right for me. You know
and nothing
what?
Nothing wrong with that either. Now, also in the wake of abuse against workers in supermarkets and retail, we discussed that, of course, didn't we, this week. Karen has emailed the panel, hi, sadly this is not just limited to supermarkets. We people working in libraries and counters on libraries abuse see abuse and violence on a daily basis. Libraries deal with people often who are at the lowest moment and seeking information, they are stressed, and we often bear the brunt of that stress. And new rules mooted for motorhomes. Steve writes, I have converted my minibus into a camper van and have a porta potty, which I use when there is no toilet available, always responsibly. My vehicle would not allow a plumbed toilet. If this change occurs, I will have to get rid of my vehicle and I will never be able to afford another that will be compliant. Again, ordinary, compliant, law-abiding Kiwis being penalised because of lowlives who will still defecate in the bushes. So you may or may not have heard this, Nikki, but we talked about the new rules mooted for motorhomes, and that is the having the right sort of on-board facilities to deal with your waste.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Which is fair enough, because nobody wants to come across, you know, poos in the bushes.
Absolutely not, Eli, right?
Yeah, also going to check in here and say I'm also not a fan of poos in the bushes.
No.
Controversial opinion.
We're on the same page.
Very well, 100% entirely around the panel here. And on the topic of school lunches, this person who wants to stay anonymous, In my role, I get to see primary schools and the response to school lunches. The uptake depends on the kind of lunches provided. Many of the lunches have ingredients the kids are not used to tasting. They take a bite and leave the sandwich. Many of the lunches seem aspirational, quote unquote, and the kids are simply not used to the fillings. I wonder if honey sandwiches or other simple fillings would have a bigger uptake rather than the wraps with veggies in. Well, you're a food writer, Nikki.
Well, I'm never going to pick a honey sandwich over a veggie wrap, am I? I mean, come on. I mean, the way to get kids to eat it is to feed it to them again and again and again. Yes, it absolutely takes 10 tries sometimes.
10 tries?
For a child, especially a toddler, to like a food or to develop a taste for a food. So it probably applies to primary school kids as well. Just keep giving it to them.
I don't
eventually
know about that.
Eventually they'll like it.
Eli?
When I was two, my mum went into hospital for several months and we moved in with the neighbours and they fed us very healthy food. And then when my parents got me back, I only ate peanut butter sandwiches and rice bubbles for a full year.
Oh my goodness.
So I think sometimes a shock change can really upset young kids. I mean, yeah. I don't know exactly what the method is of overcoming fussy eaters. I don't know how I got out of it, but I don't just eat rice bubbles and peanut butter sandwiches anymore.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably something else good in that lunch though. You know, if they don't eat the sandwich, it's not the end of the world. They can eat whatever else is in the lunch, right?
Hey, you guys, I feel very self-conscious now about my large SUV, but give give a mother a drummer a break. We're not all pointlessly driving around Ponsonby in our unnecessary SUVs.
I knew they'd get them going.
Yep, says a titirangi mother there. So to both of you, stop needlessly stereotyping.
I'm not stereotyping, but didn't we all grow up without SUVs quite successfully? And our parents parented us without needing an SUV to carry us around.
Oh, surely there were SUVs in the 70s, weren't there?
No. What, were there?
Well, there were Trekkers.
I don't even know what that is. What's a Trekker? Did everybody? No, they weren't as common
as
a Toyota.
Do you know what a Trekker is, Eli?
Got no idea what a Trekker is.
Wow. 2101, educate our panellists. What do you think a Trekker is? Now, we talked about this phenomenon in the US where after hibernating in the ground for 17 years, trillions of cicadas will emerge from the ground in certain areas of the US. Now, it's a phenomenon called Boom X. We had entomologist Ruud Kleinpaster on it. It's quite an extraordinary natural phenomenon. And Linda wrote in and said this: I was in upstate New York in 2004, when the last emergence occurred. I went with a friend, who's a jazz composer, to listen to them. The local papers actually published information about the best sites. When my friends first suggested that we go and listen, I couldn't see the point. There's no shortage of cicadas in New Zealand, but this was something else. And Linda is with us now. Kia ora, Linda.
Kia ora, Wallace.
Good to have you on. So You said that, you know, obviously you had heard cicadas in New Zealand, but this was very different?
Yes, it was. As I said in my little email to you, I couldn't really quite see why you would want to go and listen to cicadas, you know. But I went along, and it was a phenomenon. It was the different levels of sound. I suppose that was what interested her as a composer, you know. There's a clicking sound. Someone actually imitated it yesterday when I was talking to them about it, and it was really... So there's, like, percussion, but then there's also the wings and that the kind of the hum and a quite a high-pitched sound, and it was so loud that I was sort of quite deaf for
good grief
quite a while afterwards, and it wasn't scary and it wasn't freaky, it was just loud, it was just completely absorbing.
So it was actually not like what we hear in New Zealand. You said it was so loud that your hearing didn't come back till quite a while later.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my goodness!
Really, 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 really loud.
Whereabouts in this is upstate New York?
Yes, it was in I was living in Woodstock at the time, and it was near the Hudson River. I think we went to Rhinecliff, which is the other side of the river, and as I say, the local paper just would say where they were going to be good congregations of them, and we just went along and walked alongside the road and the river, and there were quite a lot of people doing it, and the ground was covered with their chrysalises that they'd shed, you know.
Amazing. Yeah. Linda, thanks for being on the program to give us that first-hand experience of that. I really appreciate it. All right, we've got a bit of mini I've been thinking this time round. So, Nikki, you first.
Well, I thought I would, it sort of ties in with what we've been talking about. I thought I would bring up something which came across my email today, which I thought was an excellent, nice little challenge for the weekend and for the week ahead. A study out of one of the Aussie universities actually has found a link between less stress and eating more vegetables and fruit, which I thought was really cool. People who eat 470 grams of fruit and vegetables daily have got 10% lower stress than those who consumed less, so less than 230 grams. And that's kind of in line with what the WHO recommends, which is about 400 grams of veggies and fruit every day. So I thought maybe that's a nice thing to think about. We all want less stress in our life, right? So, try and get your 470 grams.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
Along with your peanut butter and rice crackers.
It's not that much, actually. It's not a couple of pieces of... Yeah.
No, I love my veggies. All right, Eli, I've been thinking,
so it's the Comedy Festival, and I'm doing a show. It's all sold out in Wellington, except for 5 p.m. tomorrow, if you want to check it out. But what I will say is that we're so lucky to have this festival in our country. There's so many places where they haven't been able to do this and won't be for a while. So go out and check things out, because I've been to watch some shows and the audiences just aren't big enough, especially the Billy T nominees. They're all doing amazing shows. So here in Wellington, Lana Walters and Josh Davies are two of them. James Musterwick and Brinley Stent are the other two. And they're all in Auckland next week.
Wonderful.
Go
so
check
it's
them
a,
out.
So it's really a bit of a plug to say that if you haven't been to a comedy festival for a while, it is here. We are in a lucky environment where we can go to festivals, Eli, and what's stopping you?
Yeah, exactly. Only a week and a half left, so get in now.
Very, very nice. I spent my childhood in a trekker, learned to drive in one. Try being in the back with four brothers and sisters driving from Whangarei to Hamilton. So a trekker was kind of it was a New Zealand built. It was like a Jeep.
Ah, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's that. Yeah. Ka mihi kai kōroa, mō ēnei kōrero. Tōkia, thanks Nikki and Eli for that. I'm Wallace Chapman, and there is a lot to come on the panel. KiwiSaver changes, what they mean for you.